This baseball season, catch every game at Long Neck Sports Grill. There are three locations in Northern Kentucky, Wilder, Hebron, and Richwood. Each one of them very easy to get to. Each one of them has 4K TVs all over the place, and the sound will be on. Plus, no place in Northern Kentucky has better wings, and there's also no more extensive beer selection than the one you'll find at Long Neck's. Long Neck Sports Grill. And by the way, when the weather gets warm, there's nothing like Long Neck's patio. Long Neck Sports Grill. Stay late. Come often.
Let's do this. We've done this on Wednesday since August, talking injuries, a lot of NFL injuries, some baseball today, some college basketball with one of the experts from Ortho Cincy. Ortho Cincy has specialists in locations across the tri-state. They have walk-in orthopedic urgent care weekdays from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Learn more at orthocincy.com. That's Ortho C-I. NCY.com. We love the folks at Ortho Cincy. I wanted to talk some college basketball injuries. Joining us is Dr. Forrest Heiss from Ortho Cincy. He's also one of the team physicians from of Northern Kentucky University Athletics. Let's talk about a guy the Norris may or may not see. Marcus Sasser goes down hard with that groin injury on Saturday in the AAC semifinal, obviously did not play the following game against Memphis. Let's talk about groin injuries. How are they typically treated?
So, yeah, I looked at that video. He went down hard. So typically they're treated, you know, right away with your rest, ice, compression, and elevation, right? Like rice do with most muscle injuries. So the idea is to get the swelling down and it's a very painful injury, is to get that immediate inflammation out. I'm sure that he got an MRI to assess the amount of damage there, and then has been getting probably 24/7 treatment to it, which is, but there's not a lot you can do initially except for try and get the pain and swelling out. So the ice, that they do compression, and then get some ultrasound and some stem and some, I mean, everything you can to get it calmed down in a short amount of time.
There's dealing with a groin injury, and then there's dealing with a groin injury when time is of the essence. He suffered the injury this past Saturday. They're trying to get him back on the court this weekend. How does that change the course of action when you're dealing with a turnaround that you would like to happen pretty quickly?
Yeah, these are injuries. I think a lot of athletes in the course of their career gets a groin injury, and we all know how painful it is, especially in basketball where you have to stop, pivot, and twist, which causes that shooting pain down there. So, they'll be hitting hard with ice and anti-inflammatories. It's more the frequency of treatment. A lot of times, you know, the first part of any treatment for a muscle injury is rest, which is something that they just don't have time for. So you get going with the ice and compression again. We start adding some what are called modalities to it, which is the ultrasound and stem, where you send some electric shock basically in there. Mostly it's to try to eliminate the eliminate the pain that's associated with it. What we don't know, and that's the tough part, is how bad it is. We grade these, you know, a scale of 1 to 3, 1 where there's just a little loss of function, you get a little tear in the muscle. And those are ones that you battle through. When you get, you know, 2 is where you tear a lot of the muscle. And now, you know, that's very hard to get back in a week. Regardless of, you know, the eliteness of your athleticism. And then, you know, grade 3 is where it's torn completely and then they're out. I found it very interesting that they called off all the media availability afterwards. That's generally not a good sign if you're an athlete or a coach when you say, hey, we're not even going to talk about it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought the same thing. I want to focus on some injuries that some UK Wildcats are dealing with. Jacob Toppin has been dealing with a hamstring injury, and leading up to the SEC tournament, he didn't practice, and then he played. He played basically the entire game when they lost to Vanderbilt last week. There's not been a ton that's out there about this injury, so it's a hamstring. We know that. How are hamstring injuries typically treated?
So I'll say one more thing on Sasser. I think, you know, I'm the NKU team doc. is that I think they're going to sit Sasser until the Norse start to drop the hammer on them, and then they'll bring them back in. I mean, they're going to get worried there, and they're going to have to pull them back in, because it's one and done whether you're a 16 seed or a one seed.
So I actually think Marcus Sasser is going to get a look at Xavier Rhodes and Marquez Warwick and go, you know what, I'm good. The groin, I'm okay. I think he's going to be too afraid to play.
I think that's quite possible. You throw Sam Vincent he's got three elite defenders that he's going to say, look, I'd rather just sit this one out.
I'm with you on that. Can't blame him.
So with Pop, it's all the stuff undercover. I was looking into it too. We treat the hamstring injuries very similar to the groin injuries. The rest ice compression, a big stretching program. It is a very good sign that he did play for 38 minutes. You can't do that on a bad hamstring injury. So I think in his situation, I think it's good that he was able to do that. And then what Calipari said about, hey, you got to practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and he was going to get all these guys doing it and see what they can do. You don't want a repeat of what happened at Vanderbilt.
So stay with the Wildcats and talk about a Northern Kentucky player who I'm very fond of, C.J. Frederick, and he's had some injuries this year. Had the finger issue that kept him out of a couple of games back in January, and then suffered a cracked rib injury, multiple cracked ribs. He had hard contact with a camera. That was back in early February. He missed more games. He has been playing. The minutes have been limited. The production has been limited. It feels like, and he has acknowledged, there's still some pain. Cracked ribs. How do you even care for cracked ribs?
It's a lot of hurry up and wait. Ribs take about 6 weeks to heal. I always joke that, if you hold your breath for 4 weeks, that'll heal up just fine. But the problem with ribs is you got to breathe. And if you think about every other bone in the body, we treat it with immobilization. And you just can't, you can't hold your breath for that long. So they tend to be very painful for a long period of time. Generally, they don't need surgery or anything like that, but it hurts. And so we use tape on those. I saw that he's going to be wearing a compression or a cushioned jersey, something to give. You think about our football players that they can wear padding and things like that, but it just hurts. Ironically, while I joke about not breathing, the biggest problem with these, you actually can get pneumonia because you don't want to breathe. So you don't get a lot of air movement through there. So he's 6 weeks out now, though. I think now it's mostly just a pain issue. I think risk wise, he doesn't have a lot of risk, and I don't think he'll be crashing into more TV cameras. But at 6 weeks, those ribs should have pretty good calcium or callus, as we call it around there. And it's going to be more of a pain issue.
When you are playing high end college basketball with cracked ribs, what are some of the risks? Are there? And this might be a dumb question. Are there potential lung issues? What can go wrong?
Yeah, the lung issues are more acute, meaning when it happens. If you hit so hard that the ribs break and go into the lungs or the spleen or the liver. I mean, there are catastrophic things that can happen. Generally, that's not even a high-level athletic thing, though. It's more like a car accident. As you go through, the body starts healing, and when you're young and healthy like that, you tend to heal very quickly and put a lot of bone down. So there certainly is some risk, especially in the week or two later when the bones are still weak. You take a blow straight through that, it can go into the soft tissue underneath. I mean, the ribs were made to protect all those soft tissue organs. But now, as we get farther out, that risk certainly subsides quite a bit.
All right, one more. Xavier Wheeler from UK has been dealing with an ankle issue. But what caught my attention, because I have dealt with a tailbone injury, is he's been dealing with a tailbone injury. That is the most painful thing I've ever gone through, hurting my tailbone when I was in high school. So this is not an injury that we talk often about. What's the scope of possibilities when we read about an athlete dealing with a tailbone problem?
So usually it's a fracture or a dislocation of the tailbone. And you're exactly right. I mean, it hurts all the time. It can hurt to walk. It can hurt to stand. And it really hurts to sit. And then all the things that you do while sitting, which are even worse. So, Yeah, I looked into him a lot, and they are radio silent on that as far as, you know, he said they had a minor procedure, but there's no elaboration. And even, you know, even in social media channels, they're fairly quiet on it. But it's something that generally, yeah, especially for basketball, you get fouled hard, you go down hard on it, you can break it, or it's 3 to 4 bones in the very bottom of your sacrum, at the bottom of your spine. They don't do a whole lot, but they can cause a lot of pain. So you have a break there. It just takes a long time to heal. And he's been out for 3 weeks too. So, you know, of all the ones we've talked about, I think he's going to be the hardest one to get back, if for no other reason, just for lack of conditioning. It's been 3 weeks since he's been able to practice.
Yeah, hard to do anything. And I could speak from experience, hard to do anything when you're dealing with a tailbone injury. This has been extraordinarily helpful and informative. Best of luck to the Norris. We're going to be rooting for him. I appreciate the time as always. Thank you, Doc.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
All right, as is always the case, one of the experts from OrthoCincy, go to OrthoCincy.com. Absolutely terrific stuff. We appreciate the time. OrthoCincy, by the way, with locations all across the tri-state area. By the way, that was Dr. Forrest Heist with OrthoCincy. Locations all over the tri-state area. They've got walk-in orthopedic urgent care in Edgewood and Eastgate weekdays from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And it is most definitely cheaper and certainly more convenient than going to an ER when you've got an urgent orthopedic injury. Again, OrthoCincy.com. That's OrthoCincy.com.
Hey, when you and your buddies are looking for a place to watch baseball this season, how about Longneck Sports Grill? Each location has 4K TVs all over the place, so you'll never miss a pitch. The menu is so extensive that you can get something different every time you visit, and no place in Northern Kentucky has a better beer selection. There are locations in Wilder, Hebron, and Richwood, and when the weather is warm, there's nothing better than a spring night on Longneck's outdoor patio. This baseball season, Longneck Sports Grill. Stay late. Come often.